foundation. You know, if you put your life or if you build your house on a good, solid foundation, when you put the heaviness, the lumber, the sheetrock, the roof, it will not crack that foundation. It will not cause that foundation to fall. So many people, a lot of times, what they want to do, they want to go out and do the pretty. Let me do the pretty, pretty, pretty. But they have not strengthened their foundation. Now, we're living in a time right now, glory to God, if you can't tell, a whole lot of stuff going on.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. The economy is going wicky-wacky. People are, you know, you can hardly go drive behind somebody. They looking, doing all kind of crazy, stupid stuff, you know. So you have to learn how to get yourself established. Amen. Glory to God. All right. So I'm going to do a lot of talking today because this is the foundation that's going to be for the series that I'm going to talk about. Ain't no need in sending me no notes or saying in your mind, I heard that before. It ain't nothing different you can hear from the word.
Amen.
I told you, every week if I ask you to raise your hand, what did you eat chicken this week?
Oh, Jesus.
So I'm going to serve food, spiritual food. Fried chicken, barbecue chicken, smothered chicken,
baked chicken
teriyaki. You got to feed. If you don't feed your flesh, it'll get weak. If you don't feed your spirit, it'll be weak. And Satan will take advantage of your weaknesses. Now, I'm not put in this world to be a victim. I'm put in here to be a victor. Amen. And I don't care how many people don't want to hear it, don't want to be trained. We are a training facility, and we're going to train whoever come out here how to live a godly life and a prosperous life and a healed life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So I might say things, you know, continually or over scriptures. I'm going right back to some of the scriptures we had. But it needs to be continual. A continual putting into your spirit, like it is a continual opening your mouth and putting food in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Because we said that, you know, we are not supposed to just come to church and go back out and keep doing the same thing.
Right.
If you keep doing the same thing, you're going to keep getting the same results. You're going to keep drawing the same people.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Hallelujah. So it's the choices that you make. Glory to God. And you got to understand, hallelujah, you got to keep doing God's word regardless of the situation. We're not coming here to do religion.
Amen.
We're coming here to get a relationship with
right,
God.
Right, right.
Amen.
Amen.
A personal relationship with your God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you're going to be trained in how to work with him. You are here to build yourself up, that relationship and with God, and learn how to accurately divide his word and let it make you into a success in all areas of your life.
Amen.
We're not here just to, you know, people say, I should teach about prosperity, prosperity, prosperity. Well, one thing about it, I'm not broke since I've been teaching it.
Amen.
But that's not all. Amen. I teach about. I teach about prosperity in your health, in your marriage, in your relationships. Glory to God. God wants you up in every area. What good is it going to do if you gain some money and you're so sick you can't enjoy?
Amen.
Amen. Or what good does it do? You know, you got a lot of relationships out here. You keep hooking up with the same crazy folks.
Mm-hmm.
Their name may be different, but they still do it. So you're going to have to learn. You're going to have to change some things.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the power to want to change, God got to put his spirit in there so that you'll want to change. Or you'll keep doing the same thing. Amen?
Amen.
Is there anybody in the house understand what I'm talking about? So I might be more talkative than I am in scriptures, but I do have a few. We will deal with, today my subject is, and will be for the next couple of weeks, the prosperous soul. The prosperous soul. Amen. Glory to God. And you got to understand that I'm not going to be a dumb Christian.
Amen.
You know, I'm not going to be ignorant concerning God's word when it is God have churches and he'll send you to the right church. Many people don't believe that, so that you can learn. Glory to God. So that you can tear down those things that's in you that's not right and pleasing you, and let him put something in you that will stand. I'm going to tell a testimony before I get in this. I didn't know where I was going to do it. I have a situation that came up that I had to invest a nice large sum of money in several areas. Now, you know, the devil tried to get in all of it. And because it's something that was so passionate to me, you know, I wanted it done, and the devil just kept holding it up. And in the hold up, he kept saying, well, this not going to happen. This not going to happen. See, that's what he talks to your mind. He talks to your mind, because your mind controls your willpower. And when your willpower is torn down, come on here, then he can work in your emotions. Glory to God. Now, what is the soul? The soul is the mind, how you think. It is the willpower, and it is the emotion. So we taught us around Christmas time that when you get saved, God comes into your spirit man. Amen. You are made of three part. You got the spirit, which is where God comes into your spirit. Amen. When people die, their flesh get put in a hole, but their spirit goes to God. Okay? And he determines the destination after that. But he said that your soul would be saved. So before you got saved, you were controlled by your flesh and your emotions, you know, and everything. But after you, that's why I say we don't just come to church. After we come to church, we learn how to let the God, the word in us, the spirit of God get in us, his word get in us, and it start controlling how you think, feel, and everything like that. So in this situation, I had three situations that the devil been trying to get in, and only God can work it out. Okay. Now he gonna keep talking to me. Oh, this not gonna happen. Oh, this not gonna do. And you know, he tried to get me anxious. But the Lord spoke to me one morning and he said, trust me, keep the atmosphere positive. And every time, do you think that devil quit talking? So what I did, glory to God, because I got the word deposited in my spirit, I said, I went to one first simple verse. No evil shall befall me. You are not going to mess up what I got out there, okay? I believe God's power is greater than the power of the devil to mess it up. I went to that scripture, and then I went to another scripture about the unjust judge, how God can take over. And I told the devil, you're not going to control this. So every time he came to me trying to get me out of God's will and his word, see, if you get in fear, you're out of God's will. I just took a seat in God. Thank you, Lord. I began to rest in that word. I said, God, you got this. I didn't put it in your hands. I'm not going to be moved by what I see. I told the devil, I said, you're a liar. This is not going to happen. And glory to God, that first big one, I didn't push that thing over the finish line. Oh, he tried, but he couldn't stop it. See, in life, you're going to have trials and tribulations. You're going to have people that come against you, try to make you seem like you're not nobody. You're going to have the devil trying to get just like he got in the rain. Some people say, it rained too much rain out there. Well, if you had to go to church, your job, or if you had somebody was giving out money today, you would put you on something, get an umbrella, raincoat, you get yourself out there and get it. But when you believe that this word is life, hallelujah, it's life, then you will do like that song. You start chasing after this word. Hallelujah, Jesus. So the second thing, big thing I'm working on, that devil said, oh, you need to call this person and fuss him out. You know, talk about him. See, faith and what? Patience. Oh, power twin.
Hello.
Faith and patience. I said, God, this is the second week. Then I said, God is going into the third week, you know, and God said, keep the atmosphere positive and believe me. And I got a phone call. Amen. Now I'm pushing it. I got it just about to the finish line, but my faith is going to push it all the way over. See, some people go to church and they say, "Oh, I got faith." No, you don't know. If you got it, you don't know how to use it. Amen. The devil ain't going to just give up and let you live a good life. You got to push him out your way. Amen. Glory to God. Just like somebody would come up and say, "I'm going to beat you up." I one lady when I was in school, I was much smaller than I am now. And she came up to me telling me, "I'm going to beat you up." She was big too. I said, "What am I going to be doing while you beating me up?" I mean, you know, the devil will tell you, "I'm going to beat you up." Well, what you think I'm going to be doing? Oh, baby, I'm after earrings, hair, whatever I can. I wouldn't say, didn't I, y'all? But she, just that telling her, just that resisting her, caused her to leave me alone. Amen. She never messed with me again. Because, see, I may be, well, back then, I was small in stature, but you didn't know what I was packing on the inside. Glory to God. Thank you. And so, you got to understand. So, listen, we're not going to be crazy Christians. Okay? The Bible says, this is in the Old Testament, I'm not going there, but the Bible says in Hosea 4 and 6, Old Testament, my people, God ain't talking about the word, my people, are destroyed. Another translation say, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. Now, what kind of knowledge is he talking about? God's knowledge. Not religion, God's knowledge. You got to understand, when God tells you something, that's got, you got to let that thing be first place in your life. Hallelujah. He said, my people perish or destroyed for a lack of knowledge, or because they have rejected knowledge when it came.
Right.
Now, you know, when God, when the leper Naaman came to Jesus, and you know, he wanted to the prophet, he wanted to be healed. And when the prophet told him what to do, he told him, "I don't want to go over there to that muddy river.
You're already dirty."
That, you know, but see, when you obey God, you know, I told a lady, I said, "You know, you need to get baptized in Jesus' name." And she came back to me, I don't want to. I said, "Listen, if God told you to get baptized in motor oil, you ought to jump in it."
Yes.
See, why do people resist the word? Why do people don't like teaching? They like for you to just, and you don't understand it. The word can't get in you to do something. It's a place for that. I'm not saying it's not. But you got to understand, this word got to soak inside of you. And it's got to hit places that are stripping you. So he said, you reject the word. And if your soul is not prosperous, God can go into your spirit and tell you to do things and say things, but your soul will say, nope. You know. So in order for things to take place, all of them have to agree. Now, when you put the word of God in you, it is going to agree what God is telling you to do. So when God told me to just be patient, keep the atmosphere positive, that's what I did.
All right.
I had to sit down in him. So you can be seated in God, in his word. Say, "God, you got this." And I did get some movement on that. And now I'm going to push it. Next week, I'm going to push it all the way across the finish line. You know, and then I got something else to work on. See, God, some people do not have a life of movement, of advancing, because when they get circumstances, just like the rain, somebody didn't call, "Ooh, it's raining out there." You're not going to die. You know, the rain ain't going to do nothing but get you wet.
All right.
And if you put an umbrella on and cover up some more, you won't get that. But it's the way you think. See, it's that thinking.
Yes.
Now, that thinking is what's going to cause the willpower. "Well, I guess I just stay home." You know, you don't know. This word may be the very word that'll deliver you. You know. And so we're going to work on prospering that soul. We're going to work on putting our soul so prosperous that it will not reject God. And you have to learn how to deal with this thing called life. Because you got some evil folks in this life.
You're right.
They'll just look at you and don't like you.
Right.
You know, I have people tell me, "You just think you something." I say, "You don't know me. How you, And I am something. I'm not going to sit here and think I ain't nothing. No matter how many people try to beat me down, I know I'm something. I'm something because God came in me and made me something. And I'm not going to let your criticisms and all of this stuff push me down. Hallelujah. Glory, because what I got in me. But people, circumstances, all sorts of things will try to shape your life. And it will cause you, I say all the time, just to stay on this rug. You won't make no advantage. You'll maybe walk to the end of the rug. But you know, I told that devil one day when he had me boxed in, I said, move that line. I said, I'm coming up out of this thing. You can't tell me where I can live, what part of town I can live in, how much I can pay for a car or pay for my house. Glory to God. You're going to move that line. You're going to take. I'm coming out of poverty. I'm coming out of from paycheck to paycheck. I'm not going to call myself saved and got God on my side and be on the beggars. I'm not going to do it. But it's a lot come with that, amen, that you have to learn. So while you here today, you here to deal with that thing called life,
yes,
and to have the power to make it work for you and not you being under the circumstances. Circumstances will come, but you got to stay on top of them with the word of God. Now, you got to understand that God is, you got to go out and prove that God is with me and in me. See, some people say, I love the Lord. He heard my cry. Well, what difference have it made in your life? You know, and sometimes we're scared to do things different because we're scared of what people are going to say. They're talking about you anyway.
Amen.
They're talking about you anyway. So go on and get God. Another familiar scripture that I'm going to is in the New Testament in St. John. Glory to God. St. John, I quoted a lot, 10 and 10. Now, it begins to tell us that there is a thief called the devil. And he said he goes about, the thief cometh. Whenever you see a TH behind a word, that means continually. He continues to come, amen? But for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. This is why so many people are dying young, you know, or how I want to put that, living limited lives, because Satan has stole their destiny, stole their will to do better. You see what I'm saying? And the devil will put people around you of like nature, you know. Ain't no need trying to do. When we got ready to build this church, we didn't have no full church. But I don't see why you're not going to have enough money to do that. You know, and all of that. And then at the same time, I end up buying me a new car. Ooh, you're going to lose that car. You got that building. And I told him, I said, let me tell you something. When God tell me to do something, I'm walking on his word. Amen. Now, this building, both buildings is paid for and my car paid for ahead of time. And I'm reaching out for some more. Come on here, because I've refused to live by people and what they think and what they try to tell me unless they got the word to back it up. I live the life of fear. I live the life of somebody looking at you. And you're talking about, ooh, I wonder what's wrong with me. Something must be wrong with them. Because people don't like confidence. They don't like boldness. Hallelujah. They'll try to kill yours. Glory to God. But I'm not going to let them kill mine. You're going to move out of my way. Like I told them, one of them, I said, call. I said, look, I can't. I own something. Call it me. And it was the Lord telling me, get up off the phone. Hallelujah. So he said, that's what the devil come to do. He's a thief. And he comes to steal, kill, and to destroy your destiny, your life, your relationships, your finances. Glory to God. But Jesus said, I am come, that you might have life. That word life in the New Testament comes from a Greek word called Zoe. And it means the highest form of living there is. Amen. So just not life, just not breathing, getting up breathing, which I thank God that he wake me up every morning. But he's talking about the highest form of living. I don't have to take the scraps. Come on here, somebody. I don't have to just live under what other people think. There, you know, some people might not like me. They might not even let the sun shine on me. The glory to God is not based on them.
Right.
Hallelujah, Jesus. So he said, I come that you might have life. And then what did he say? And live it more abundantly. I've been talking to God about it. I want my abundance. Now, y'all can just sit down and talk about, well, this enough for me. You know why? Because I got other people I need to bless.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I got other people that I need to buy cars for. Amen. I got other people that I need to help do this, that. We just got a lady, glory to God, that used to go to our church 20 years ago, and she got in touch with me. She's going on a mission trip, and we were able to send her a check to go on that mission trip. Amen. We got the nursing home people. We was able to bless 57 women in the nursing home with some beautiful gifts. And I just got a box for the men. Glory to God. You know, the devil try to say, well, you know, things going up and you look around, you don't have a full church, but I got a full God. I got a God, Hayabasa, that'll make things happen. I just keep walking in him. And we were able to bless. Glory to God. We're going to bless them real good. And then we're going to have a men's prayer breakfast, a free one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, I come to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. Now, that's you if you sit there and don't take the time to dig out the abundance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he wants to accomplish this in us. And I'm going to let him accomplish it in me. 3 John. Go back towards the book of Revelations. We're still in the New Testament. And this is where I got my foundation from. Glory to God. It's only one chapter. And it reads, 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Yeah. That TH again, as your soul begin to prosper, as you sit under the word. You know, sometimes, you know, you can cook at home, or sometimes you can go to the restaurant, you know, but you go there to be fed the word, the food. And when you come to church, you come here to be fed, your spirit man to be fed, so you can learn some stuff. I'm sure you know we have several people that's within the military in here. When you went, you didn't know everything. When you went in there, they broke all your old ways down. Tell me, I sleep. Wait a minute, y'all. I don't get up till 10 o'clock. Oh, heck to the no. You going to get yourself up, you know, when I say get up. So you have to be changed, glory to God. And as you conform to their training. And, you know, some people look at it, well, it did. The military got a lot of stuff to offer people. You can travel, glory to God. You know, you can, you got good insurance. And, you know, and it teaches you discipline.
Yes.
And it teaches you trades.
Yes.
You know, but it's all in how you look at it. Do you know when you know when I used to go to school, I said, Lord, when I ever get up out of here, I had the wrong mindset. When you go to something, that you need to get what you're supposed to get. Amen. And if this word tells you that you can have abundance, you need to not stop till you get abundance. Say, now, God, you teach me. I ride down the street the other day. I said, God, show me how the church can make some more money. You know, so I can put some billboards out here and do some things. Come on here. You know, I'm not just selfish. I don't want 3-4 cars in the yard, but if y'all want to give me one, I'll take it. You know, whatever. But it is so that we can do bigger and better things. You know, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because, you know, can I just tell an old testimony? Before I was saved, I was running from what they call holiness folk. I ain't lying. I was running from them. You know, and this guy came up to me and he said, the Lord is good, with a thing all in my face. He was so raggedy. I said, why don't he be good to you? I couldn't see God and raggedy tied together. You know, I mean, God come to lift you up. I was raggedy at one time. Come on here. And that's how come, you know, I'm learning now to be on a foundation, and I'm not going to let raggedy circumstances or things pull me down.
Amen.
God. Now, we not be the biggest. We're getting ready to get these pews fixed and get some more flooring down there. Glory to God, you know, because we standing on the word of God. And when we do it, we're going to do it debt free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, when I was first thinking about being debt free, it looked so like, oh, Lord, how am I going to do this here? Oh, Lord, I'd come out here and look at them and the folks and say, oh, God, what the offering going to be? But I don't do that anymore. Uh-uh. He has blessed beyond measure. You know, you don't know what God got.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Who he got and what he got. So he said, you know, so you got to want this. You got to prosper your soul so when God start doing stuff and telling you how to get things done, you won't say no. Or your flesh won't stay in the bed. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
He said, I wish above how many things?
All things.
Thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. So even the older Elder Neil and I get, we keep talking over our body. The Bible say you have what you say.
All right.
I say I ain't got no arthritis when it try to come. I tell Arthur to get out my body. Come on here. You got to speak those things. You got to speak over yourself. You know, we were speaking a lot of death over us. Lord, I feel like I'm losing my mind. I don't remember something, I don't say I'm losing my
Amen.
Mind. I say, Lord, you know where it's at. Hallelujah. He showed me where something was at today. You know, and thirdly, I got another thing that I'm trying to push over the threshold. You know, this thing just taking patience, you know, and stuff. So that's how come we had the seminar. You just can't have faith. You got to have joy. You got to have patience, you know, because you got to be persistent and everything. So you got to know how to feed every area of your life. So your soul do not prosper, which is your mind, how you think, your willpower, and your emotions. It will not agree with what the Spirit of God is telling you. Now, God is going to speak through your spirit.
Yes.
We established a lot of this in our teaching. And you got to control things. The devil will control you through your emotions. You know, you can say, well, let me just give something. You take like this tree. God told Adam and Eve, he said, do not eat of that tree. Y'all remember the story?
Don't do it.
You know, he said, the day that you eat of that tree, you shall die. But you see, when you're just thinking on a carnal level, and then what happened? That's what he told Adam. Adam told Eve, you know.
She knew
not to eat of that tree, just like we know not to partake of stuff.
Right.
But then all of a sudden, you look too long, and you're going to start looking wrong. You listen to people, oh, ain't nothing going to happen, or what's wrong with you? You know, so she talked to her husband into eating of that tree. Now, let me tell you something. My salvation, when you get saved, it's a personal thing. Elder Neil can't put me into heaven. He can't hold my hand and pull me in there. So you got to make up your mind to get strong enough that you ain't letting mama, daddy, husband, wife, children. Nope. You can't stop me. See, my soul has gotten prosperous in everything. And can't nothing take this out of me. You can't come tell me God is not real. Because I know him for myself. You can't tell me that if you walk in the covenant of God, if you give your tithes and your offerings and you learn to let that spirit show you how to maneuver. Some people just want to get up here, lay hands on me and bless me with some money. You need to know how to handle the money. Y'all remember I told you the testimony? I had a over 2,000 square foot double upstairs house, and it needed paint. And y'all can about imagine how much that cost. Somebody gave me $500, and God said, don't put it in the bank, just put it in a drawer. Now, you know that would be hard for some folks. Oh, I'm going to the mall. Oh, they'll just keep inching off of it and inching off of it. It stayed in there about 2-3 months. And then we ran into a man that was, what would you call him, a handyman? And he needed some money. Say Holy Ghost.
Holy
And he called me and said, we need some money. You got some work? I said, oh yeah, I got some work. I got a 2,200 square foot house need to be painted. Now I bought the paint and I bought the best paint I could get because I figured I may not get another deal like this here again. And so I went bought it and he said, don't tell nobody. That was years ago now. I told him I wasn't going to tell it then, but I sure would tell him. But I haven't called his name. And he painted that whole house for that $500. Now, we needed the eaves around there closed up. And we had a big old double back screen porch. And I went to Elanil, I say, I know you got $500 somewhere. He say, we close. I said, I want these eaves closed up. He said, another $500. I said, okay. I said, go get it. John looked at me. I said, you know you taught me how to save some money. You know you got some back there. So for $1,000, and if you go by that house right now, the paint still look good. Everything, you know, but had we not saved it, when the opportunity came, see, the spirit in me was telling me, you know, you got to trust God. And people are saying, oh, we need to go do this. I'm not spending that money. I'm holding on. We have bought cars for people sitting up because God told us to save. And my brother, amen, when he came down here, you know, the man had $2,000 or $2,700 or whatever. And it was an SUV. He still got that SUV. It's been 19 years ago. And it was on side the road. The man come talking about God. I went to bed that night. He said, I want that, you know. And I went to bed that night. He had $500. I was going to bless him with $500. And my aunt, Lord said, don't spend no more than $1,500 for that car. That's what he told me in my spirit, man. But when we were talking to the man, he looked like, well, no, I don't know about all of that. And I'm like, no, you're going to do what God said. And finally he said, well, if you go get the $1,500, I'll let you have it for that. And we went and got the $1,500. I had to go get more than that. My aunt sent me the rest of it. But you see, the point I'm making is, you know, it's not just about me laying hands or God putting a money tree in your backyard or whatever. It's about you learn. Once you get your soul prosperous, it's not going to fight against God. And he going to tell you what to do.
Yes, he will.
And you're going to do it.
Oh, yeah.
And people going to wonder how you're going to, when the devil hit this church and many people left, that they thought they were going to close the doors and all of that. But the door's been open and we remodeling it. Because not because of the people you can grow. You people are wondering, well, I make the same check you make. How is it you can do all of this? By the Spirit of God, my soul, I just keep praising him. And he keep telling me what to do. And when I do it, it happens. It manifests itself. And I know it didn't happen. Come here, Linda. Glory to God. God, I'm not telling 20-year-old testimonies. Real quick.
I was at work the other day, and I was leaving, and I got a text from my neighbor across the street, y'all. That's the best neighbor in the world. She watched my house like a hawk. And I got a text from her saying a big old tree limb had fell over, and it was blocking my mailbox. And she said she went over and assessed the damage. Thank God for it, but she couldn't get in the fence. But it had whole part of the fence, and the truck of it had hit. But long story short, I had somebody that was on a Tuesday. I had somebody say they couldn't come out till Thursday. And but I got up Monday morning or that Wednesday morning, because I ain't had to be at work till late Wednesday. And the Lord told me to email somebody at the city. And it's on private property. They don't do private property stuff. Right. So when I emailed the person, it came back undelivered. So I don't know who it was. The very next person, I just sent them an email. I didn't know who it was. And that lady emailed me right back. Come to find out, she was the deputy director for Public Works. And she emailed someone and CC'd me on it and asked them to go out and assess the situation. The word came back, it's on private property, that they couldn't do nothing. Well, when I got home, it was on a Wednesday. When I got home, about 5 minutes after I got home, all these big trucks come pulling up from the city. All these big trucks. So about 8 guys got out. And they said, this tree said, yeah, they said, you know it's on private. Yeah, I know it's on limit is on private property. We can't do that. He said, but what I will do is make a recommendation. All right. So he made a recommendation to this, to the deputy, and put in that, yeah, I went out there, the tree is on private property, but this is what I recommend, that a lot of those limbs get pruned, do that. So I'm just waiting to hear back on, from her now. So I said that to say this. If God did before what they wasn't supposed to do, and he can do this too. But they came out there, and it was meant for these people to come, because if the other person had a pain, they didn't have a chainsaw long enough to take that down,
to haul it off.
Bucket truck to put it in, to haul it off. So
want to do it?
Yes.
See, that's what I'm talking about. But you have to be trained, glory to God. You got to get skillful in the word of God. She could have got said, oh, somebody good, oh, they ain't gonna do nothing. That's private property. She could have gave up. But glory to God, was something in her. That's what that soul got to prosper. Glory to God. There's so many people that did what they said they couldn't do.
Yes.
To get this church up. We built it from the ground. Blessed us with doors and just did all kind of stuff, you know. But had we not had the word in us, and we were walking in the spirit of God, you know, and everything, you got to keep that atmosphere. Your soul have to prosper. How is it going to prosper? By keep putting the word in there. Amen. What I'm preaching. The Bible say you can do all things, and you got to know how to skillfully learn how to use that word. Hallelujah. This word will inspire you. It will give, it will live inside of you.
Yes.
You know, and I, you know, I could tell testimonies all day.
Amen.
But the word got to change first your mindset.
Oh, yes.
We in Romans now, chapter 12, New Testament. Verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Then this is where I'm trying to get. And be not conformed. The word conform means be not the same as, you know, this world. I don't live my life by the way the world lives. They can get on the TV and they can say, oh, ooh, eggs going up $7-$8 again, food going up, everything going up. I was standing in line behind this guy, I was paying for my groceries, and he's sitting there and he's talking about, oh, look at this. Everything, I was behind him. Everything going up. Everything going up. He was looking at me. He was trying to get a conversation out of me. Now, I'm trying to be nice and say, okay, man, now you need to leave me alone. I want to say this the wrong one, but I want to say this the right one. Then he just kept getting, look at this. Everything going up. I said, my money going up. Hallelujah. My money is going up. Hallelujah. I'll never be without able to pay for eggs or anything else. Glory to God. Hallelujah, because God is on my side. Hallelujah, Jesus. And he is my provider. If you don't know nothing but the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I don't care what they say the economy doing, I'm not going to want for anything. Hallelujah. I'm going to sit on me and my dog, sit on the back porch, and I just keep praising God, thanking him for being my provider, thanking him for being a way maker, thanking him for getting in my body and keeping it. And today when it starts storming and I was coming to church, I keep church on him. I said, you need, he would come here. He'd mess it up up in here, but I keep that word on him while he's at home. And when I got ready to go, he was laying in the living room where we pray at. The storm was going. I said, he was just knocked out. I said, that's where you need to be, right by the praying chairs. Stay right there by them praying chairs and you're going to be all right. Glory to God. Say, do you pray for your dog? Yes, I do.
Yes.
I pray for everything that I got. Amen. Yes. I say, God, you in our members, you in our body. I put the word on it. Say, we're going to put the word on it.
We're going to put the word on it.
Because I'm going to tell you something. You looking better and better. I don't know what you're doing. God is doing something inside of you. Like, oh, here, you can smile.
Go ahead and cheese it, baby.
Keep doing God's word.
Yeah.
Keep doing God's word. Don't let nobody take you off the word. It'll work in your body.
Yeah.
It'll get down in there.
Yes, it will.
Hallelujah. You can say, Lord, I know you gave me this, like the woman said about the son. You gave me this child, and the devil tried to then kill it. He said, you got to do something about this situation.
Ah.
Hallelujah. You ain't going to give me something and let the devil take it. You're not going to do that. Hallelujah. And I'm going to speak to these circumstances. And I'm going to tell it. The devil tried to kill me. I wrote in my Bible, I shall live and not die. I'm not going to sit here and talk about who all died in my family behind that. Heck to the no. Speak life to my body.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. And when you get older, you know, your mind start leaving you. My mind ain't leaving me. I got a strong mind. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Say prosperity.
Prosperity.
Say good health.
Good health.
This is what you after. Don't be sitting there. People call you, I don't feel good. Do you know what I'm talking about? I got so many aches and pains and my arthritis hurting. Yeah, I ain't gonna say Arthur don't try to come, but I let him know you do not reside in this house. You gotta resist that devil. You gotta push it off of you. Glory to God. You don't let somebody walking around all drunk and then come knock on, ring the doorbell and then come in your house and try to take your stuff. Say, where you going? Where you going? You ain't got no place here. That's what you got to tell the devil. You don't. This body don't belong to you. Hallelujah. God, I'm your child. Hallelujah. Glory. I'm going to live and live good and glory to God. I don't care if you don't like it. The more me and my husband working that word, the better our relationship get. Amen. Because you know why? We on one accord. We on one accord. See, the devil wants, and it's a whole lot of marriages been messed up and divorced because first thing the devil get in there, they talk about, we not compatible. Ain't none of us compatible till we get in the word. And then when God tell you to leave something alone, leave it alone.
Leave it alone.
Glory to God. If something ain't good for you, leave it alone.
Don't touch it.
Amen.
Jesus. I'm not going to just exist on this world, on this earth. I'm going to have joy. I'm going to have peace. My needs and my wants are going to be met. Hallelujah. And it's all because of what I have deposited in on the inside. Okay, are you at Romans 12?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Look at what he said. Be not conformed the same as to this world. But be ye transformed. The word transform means change. How? By the renewing of your mind.
Thank you, Jesus.
That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You got to prove this thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to let them know, my God is working for me.
Yes.
His word is working for me.
Yes.
Some Jehovah's Witness stop me. I appreciate the fact that they out there, we ain't going door to door. But they come trying to talk me into this. I say, listen, I'm not going to try to convince you if you're convinced in what you believe in, but I know this word is working for me.
Amen.
You know, I got my, going to be 98-year-old aunt in September, still driving her car.
Look at
still
that.
Doing stuff. That word is working for her. She keeps saying it. And people keep bringing her eggs and giving her food. And Lord have mercy. He said he'll take care of us in our older age.
Yes,
didn't he? Didn't he promise that?
Yes, he did.
That's what I'm believing for. I'm in my clothes. So you won't be carried about. You got to renew your mind. When the devil said it's not going to happen, say, wait a minute, let me get this scripture right here. God didn't already did. It's not me making it happen. It's the word that you have deposited in your soul that's making it happen. Hallelujah. I didn't used to could live like this or do this, but it's the word that I put in me that's alive. And that's why I got the name of this ministry, Alive with Christ.
Yeah.
It strengthens your inner man.
Mm-hmm.
Renews your mind with the word. If you renew it with the word, it will take first place in your life.
Yes.
You know, the devil, he'll try to come through people's circumstances and say, no, this is not the end. I'm not letting you control this.
Thank you.
You know, put it in abundance. So that it will take control over your soul. And when your spirit and your soul is agreeing,
mm-hmm.
then your flesh do what it tells it to do.
Yes,
it does. Just like you could say, I didn't want to use this example because you could have a big old piece of cake somebody give you and say, I ain't going to eat none of that cake.
I'm going to eat one cookie.
pass by that cake two or three times, and the cake say, come and get me. Let me, come on, just take a bite. Mm-hmm. Ooh, it's going to taste so good. You might resist it one day, maybe the second, but by the third day, that's it. It changes your mind. And when your mind gets changed, your willpower going to go in.
You're right.
And then your emotions. And then, you know, you do, well, that's all right. I ain't going to eat but that one piece. I'm going to get off of that. All right. So your soul has got what the saving of the soul. The soul have got to be changed. It's got to be renewed. So God can lead and guide you in it with full confidence. When you put that word out there, I got full confidence. When I know God said it or I'm using his scripture, I know it's going to work. It's the prospering of the soul. You will begin to have success in your health and in your finances and in your relationships. You know, sometimes, y'all don't know me, the devil. See, the devil know where you came from because he helped train you. And I was originally from Louisiana. I would stick my finger out and talk more junk than a junkyard dog, you know. But the word began to get in my tongue. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people say something. You ain't got to say something to everything somebody say. Mm-hmm. You know, long time ago, this I ain't telling them. My husband used to always tell me, watch, be sure you lock the car. Be sure you do this here. You know, and he still looks out for me. He called me this morning. Be careful when you come into church. But, you know that old get back spirit? One day he locked the keys in his car, in his truck. Oh, I wanted to say, nah, there you go. Always trying to tell somebody. You know, y'all just look at me, act like y'all ain't never done that. But I couldn't say it. You know, I just couldn't do it. I stopped living like that. I said, that's okay. Let's just go call, you know, the locksmith and everything like that. And we kept peace in the house. See, I don't have to pick and choose every little thing he gets into or every little thing he do wrong because I'm working on my relationship. Amen. So I'm not going to just pick everything bad. And he don't do that to me. I do stuff, he'll say, it's all right. We was getting ready to go to our building over there. I was all dressed up, had my boots on and everything. And what was it, baby? Some spaghetti?
Sweet potatoes, I think. Was
it? It was some kind of stuff. I was taking it out of
sweet potato.
The oven. And Lord, that thing dropped. Got potato all on my boots, all on my clothes. And it was hot. He says, get back, you know, and everything. And he cleaned all of that up. And he took my boots and wiped them down and everything. See, that's what I call a, yeah, y'all out there. That's what I call a good man, you know. Look out. But you know what? The more good I be to him, amen. It's a seed. The more good he be to me. Amen. You know? Amen. I'm sowing a seed of goodness. And if I ain't getting it back, I'll go to God and say, now, what's wrong?
That's right.
You know, you got to want. It's just like coming to church. You got to want to come to church. Yeah. The devil going to do everything he can to get you not to go and to get you. You got to want God. Amen. And say, I don't care what you do. You know, I'm not going to let you win this victory right here. And so, you know, we just kept working at this thing and working at it. And it's getting better and better and better. It didn't happen overnight. But we begin to prosper our soul and we begin to want for the same thing. You know, because he was reared up in one household, I was reared up in another. Of course we're going to be different and think different. But the more you get on that word and let that word show you how to get along with people and how to do things, the better it's going to prosper you, you know, and stuff. The word will inspire you. And it get in your mind, your willpower. And that's what he said, be not conformed the same as to this world. Glory to God, but be ye transformed. Now, I used to, when I was in the world, I got saved at 26. And I used to go to the club. And I thought I was the hottest thing out there. Ain't no need to lie. You know, we did it. You know. And I got saved at 26. And, you know, I didn't stop dancing. I just changed partners and changed music. You know, and then people come over here, y'all ain't got no choir, y'all ain't got no praise team. What you was dancing on at the club?
A record.
Records. But you want to get over here and all of a sudden, oh, y'all don't have this and y'all don't have that. Well, it's going to be back restored. But you do, you know, you don't look at what you don't have. You look at what you do have and you work with what you got.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I don't know what all God is doing. I can't make folks do, you know, want this word. You know, I sent out a word Friday and I said, don't get mad at the messenger. God is trying to prepare us. It is some things that's going to be happening in the world, but I'm not going to say it's going to happen to me. Hallelujah. Because I'm in the covenant of God. Amen. Am I making any sense today? In my clothes, you got to know how, you know, people like getting blessed, that God bless me with money. You got to know how to handle wealth. Wealth have taken a lot of people out of this church. People get money, they get foolish. Foolish, they do foolish things. You know, spend it on the wrong thing. Let people beg them out of it. Lord have mercy. You got to have strength on the inside. So just pray. Don't just pray, God, give me money. Tell God to teach me how to handle finances, how to take advantage of things that will come up, you know, and everything. When we first purchased our home over here, it was in the south end of town. You know, some people, I only live in the south end of town.
South
side of town. And it had, looked like children was going up the wall. You know, it was not a beautiful piece of property. But God said, purchase it. You know, and I'm like, he said, purchase the property.
Purchase the property.
See, so that's what we did. And we beautified it. But that property, when we sold it, we made almost three times off of it what we paid for it. And that property bridged us into another, that big two-story we had. Amen. And then we worked on it and advanced it and beautified it. And then that property put us to the brick home we in now. Come on. And we ain't paying no 30 years on it. Because of the Spirit of God in us. Because of doing what he tell us to do. You know, when we had got this loan, he told us on this property, he said, now in 6 months, I want you to refinance this. And we went from a 5-point-something interest rate to a 2.5. Because of God. He'll direct you. That's why you wanna get your soul and say, now Lord, show me what to do. Show me how to do this here. Amen. He's the best business partner that I know. Glory to God. You know, and when everybody was saying we were going to lose this church, we paid it out 4 years ahead of time. Both buildings. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He'll teach you how to handle finances. And that's what I admire. You know, people come do work for me. And they can be looking at me. I said, sir, when you're talking about money, look at me. Because I'm the one going to write you out the check. You know, some men don't like women preachers, and they don't like business women.
Right.
I had a guy told me he was, we did put a whole baptistry wing on the back of this church. And he talking about, he was a Baptist preacher. I don't believe in women preachers, so I can't do no work for you. Now, $32,000 that we didn't even have to borrow it, put that baptistry wing back there. Now, I don't care if you would have been a sinner. He said the wealth of the sinner is what?
Laid up for the just.
But he trying to be so religious
he missed
out on his blessing.
He take a lot of sinners.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. And we pay cash on that. I can't tell you how we got all of it paid. All I know is the Lord just kept saying, y'all was here. Yeah. Amen. So, you know, you need to prosper your soul. So when the Spirit of God speak to you, you don't know what he's going to. Now, when he told us to buy that house on the south end of town, we didn't know it was so many years later. About 10 years later, we're going to be where we at now. But you know, you looking at, I don't want this house. I don't want to live there. I don't want to. But see, God knew we kept sowing into the ministry, our time, our talent, and our money. Glory to God. And he put us in a position. I'm going, you know, we in our 70s now. I ain't going to pay for no house. We just been in this house 4 years. You think I'm going to pay 30 years in there? I ain't going to. But it's because of him teaching us. Just because you get that, that don't mean that's going to be your forever. Hallelujah. And you got to just move with the spirit. Now, if your soul is not prosperous, you look at that and say, no. He's trying to keep you out of a lot of debt.
Yes.
He knows what the future's going to be. Just like with Deaconess Linda. You know, some people would, you call them people that morning, right?
That morning.
And by that afternoon, they was over there.
I emailed them.
Tell me, we don't do resident. I don't care what you say you won't do. God do for you what he won't do for everybody else.
Hallelujah.
So in my clothes, you the one got to make a decision. I got one more scripture, Old Testament, Deuteronomy 30, and then I'm through. Glory to God. See, I don't live like everybody else. I'm training myself to live by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Do the devil try to get in it? Yes. And I know how to get him out. Like I said, I told God, I give me a scripture. I said, God, you got these people hard. They ain't going to miss over me. Nah, I just believe I'm going to stand on your word. Glory to God. And I'm going to push this thing all the way over. Some people have been told how to go into businesses. And then when you get ready to go into business, here comes sister or brother sloppy. I want. One of them told me, I said, I'm going to get me some, I don't want no rental property. I want to flip. Yeah. Come on. We can get in there together, me and you. I don't care. You can be my mama, my brother, my father. I ain't going into business with you because I already know how you do business. You can say whatever you want to say. I'm not going into business with you. Hallelujah. Because I've seen how you handle stuff.
Oh, no.
Glory to God. Amen. And so you got to have enough strength. You know, oh, you going to act like that? Oh, you going to do your family like this?
Sure will.
Because my family will take my money
and
mess me up. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I done went that right one. Or they'll try to control you. And I refuse to be under anybody's control. So Deuteronomy 30 says what? 30 and 15. 30 and verse 15 says, let me get over there. He said, I have set before thee life and good and death and evil. In that I command thee this day, to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and what? Multiply. I want to live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whether thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away and thou will not hear, but shall be drawn away to worship other gods and serve them. Well, let us teach you how to do it our way. We're going to show you. What did they do when Daddy got ready to go against the giant? David. He said, put on my, he said, Nope. He said, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish and that you shall not prolong your days in the land, whether thou goest over the Jordan to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record against thee this day that I have set before thee life and death, blessings and curses. Therefore, choose life.
Choose life.
That both you and your seed shall live. You got to choose to do what God tells you to do. God can tell you to, you know, I want you to sow this seed. I want you to do this here. I want you to get in this. I have had people. Last year, several people told me, oh, I'm coming to your church. God told me to come to your church. I ain't seen them. You know why? They might pass by here and say, ooh, that's in the hood. Well, it don't look like the hood in here. We're going to steady be. You know what I'm saying? I told one lady, I said, you go where God tell you to go, and you do what God tell you to do. Mm-hmm. You know, see, that's the thing. Did they do it? Nope. Somebody in here is getting ready to be super blessed.